Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you so much for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, if you've got questions about the longevity products, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're trying to get Chad Foreman from The Way of Meditation on at the bottom of the hour. I don't know that we will be able to get him, so we'll get your calls in our next segment and maybe in the second half of the program as well, 844-236-6010, unless we're able to get Chad. Chad is overseas and having a little issue trying to get some international calls in, so we're still trying to get Chad. He's a very interesting guy. He's got a very cool website, which I've been part of for several years, The Way of Meditation. I'm a big believer in meditation. I've had my own meditation practice for many years, and I can tell you this, I don't know where I would be in my life if I wasn't meditating every day. It's probably next to eating and sleeping the most important thing a human being can do. Certainly one of the healthiest things a human being can do is to start a meditation practice. It's not that difficult, really. Chad Foreman, hopefully will be with us at the bottom of the hour, his website, The Way of Meditation. If you're interested in purchasing longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to someone. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. Now is an ideal opportunity, an ideal time to take advantage of the business opportunity that is the longevity business. I've been part of longevity now since 1998, and we help a lot of people. We've got great nutritional supplements, and you can make a little bit of money or a lot of money if you want to put the time and the effort in. And, of course, you can help make people's lives better and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and perhaps in the second half of our program as well. If we don't have Chad Foreman with us, I would like to continue talking about fats. Fats, 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 fats. People often ask me, what's the one thing you want to tell people, or what's the one thing we need to know about having beautiful skin? And I say fats, 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 fats. Of course, that's kind of facetious because there's lots of different kinds of fats, but what I'm talking about is the good fats, essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins and a couple of minerals which are processed by the fat machinery in the body, that is the bile specifically. Selenium and zinc hold that distinction, and selenium and zinc hold the distinction of being probably the two most important minerals for having healthy, beautiful skin. Zinc is well known as almost like a treatment or a cure for acne, but it's really involved in a lot more than just acne. Zinc is actually stored in the skin. And when you cut yourself, or you burn yourself, or you have any kind of skin trauma, the zinc migrates to the cut, or the scrape, or the trauma, or whatever it is that you're dealing with, and zinc turns on the production of proteins. Zinc is intimately involved in genetics, especially the genetics of repair and growth. Zinc's also an important player in fertility as well. Zinc deficiency is very common. Zinc misunderstanding is also common. People think they can go to the drugstore and get zinc. Not true. In fact, a lot of people will get zinc sulfate or zinc gluconate. I call that Walgreens zinc. You get that at CVS or Safeway or King Supers. It's your cheapo zinc. It only costs you about $3 or $4 for 60 or 100 tablets or capsules. But you'll probably end up with a tummy ache. And that's the one knock on zinc, is that it upsets people's stomach. Well, if you had an upset stomach from taking zinc, the chances are pretty good you're taking the wrong kind of zinc. You're probably taking zinc gluconate or zinc sulfate, Walgreens zinc. The best kind of zinc is zinc picolinate. You've heard me talk about that. Zinc picolinate, I should just digress here for just a moment. The second word after a mineral is an indicator to how well that the body's going to handle that mineral. So picolinate after a mineral, like zinc picolinate or chromium picolinate, indicates that the body's going to handle that element, that mineral, pretty well. Picolinate is made in the body. In fact, picolinate is how the body is designed to handle minerals. So if you're taking your mineral in a picolinate form, you're giving your body a head start on processing it. That's why zinc picolinate is is a preferred form of zinc. There's a couple more exotic forms of zinc, but zinc picolinate is really inexpensive. I think it's probably about $8 for 100 50 milligram capsules. You don't want to take more than 50 milligrams a day. Interestingly, if you take more than 50 milligrams a day, if you take more than 100 milligrams a day of zinc, you could actually end up with some of the with side effects that mimic the signs of deficiencies of zinc. So people who take too much zinc sometimes start breaking out, and that's a sign of overdosing on zinc. You don't want to overdose on zinc. There's a Goldilocks principle. You don't want to take too much. You don't want to take too little. You want to take just enough. And 50 milligrams a day is kind of a sweet spot for supplementing with zinc. If you're going to supplement with zinc, you always want to take it with copper, because there's an interesting relationship between these two minerals. When you take zinc, your body tends to excrete more copper, and vice versa. When you take copper, your body tends to excrete more zinc. So zinc and copper go together. Copper is another really important building substance. It's not necessarily important for fats or for... That plays a role in skin health, too, actually. It's involved in collagen production. Collagen, of course, is a protein that's found in blood vessels, it's found in bones, it's found in the internal fascia, and, of course, it's also found in the skin. And copper is well known for helping build collagen. In fact, it's one of the most important elements or minerals when it comes to collagen building. So if you're taking zinc and you're not supplementing with copper, you can run into copper deficiency issues, and that is not a good thing. Dr. Wallach is really big on copper. The other fatty mineral is selenium. And selenium also plays a role in skin health. And folks who have skin diseases, particularly acne, are known to be selenium deficient. The best form of selenium, in my opinion, is selenium monomethionine. Colloidal selenium is also good, but you can't really get high doses of selenium, or high enough doses, I should say, of selenium when you take colloidal selenium, plant-derived selenium. So monomethionine is a good supplement, and probably around 200 to 400 micrograms a day, even up to 600. You don't want to take too much selenium either. Selenium, like zinc, can be a problem if you're megadosing on it. That's true, not really true about a lot of nutritional supplements, but it's true about some of them, particularly the ones on the periodic table right in the middle, like zinc and like copper and like chromium and like iron and like cobalt. Right in the middle, if you look at the periodic table, all of these elements are said to be transitional elements. Without getting into too much chemistry, they're just ones that you don't want to take too much of. By the way, copper and zinc are right next to each other on the periodic table, which is kind of indicative of their very close relationship in biochemistry. So selenium and zinc are handled by the fatty system in the body. Here's where it becomes really important. It's always important, but really important if you've had your gallbladder taken out, or if you have a gallbladder problem, or if you have fatty liver issues. In fact, we will talk about fatty liver issues, which affect a lot of people. One out of three Americans suffer from what's called NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and it's a serious, serious problem, and it shortens people's lifespans, and it is behind much chronic degenerative disease. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls this segment, and we'll talk to Chad Foreman. hopefully at the bottom of the hour. Chad is a former Buddhist monk, and his website is The Way of Meditation. I've been on his website probably 3 or 4 years now. I've had my own meditation practice for many years, and I am a fan of both meditation and Chad Foreman. We'll talk to Chad at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. So fats are big problems. Fats are different from water. Oil and water don't mix, and this is a primal distinction in chemistry, oil and fats. And the most notable feature of this distinction is the fact that fats are sticky and water isn't. Fats stick to the knife, and water rinses off when you're using peanut butter and jelly, or when you're making your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The jelly rinses off, and the peanut butter sticks. Peanut butter sticks to the roof of your mouth. It's so fatty. You know, there's actually an official phobia of peanut butter getting fear of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth. That is an official phobia. I don't remember what it's called. But in any case, fats are sticky. Water-soluble ingredients aren't. The fact that fats are sticky means they don't come out of foods as well. They stick to the foods, which is why your body has to have a pretty extensive biochemical machinery kick in order to extract those fats. And this presents a real problem as we age. Number one, because fats are very important for anti-aging. Fats play a major role in growth and repair, in maintaining youthfulness. And number two, as we age, our ability to extract those fats from foods becomes compromised. This is accelerated, especially if you have any kind of problem, pathology of the fatty machinery. That is gallbladder problems, perhaps intestinal problems, and fatty liver disease. The liver does lots and lots of things. There's 500 different chemical reactions that occur in the liver, but one of its main roles is to store fats and to process fats and to break down fats. When the liver becomes overloaded, when the liver becomes toxic, it doesn't process fats as well, and the fats begin to accumulate outside of cells. They get deposited, and they get accumulate inside of cells too. That's what's called fatty liver disease, or NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. They have to call it non-alcoholic fatty liver disease because 40 years ago, you used to have to be an alcoholic to get the disease. Now they have to specifically say non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and it is truly an epidemic. There's lots of ways to, number one, prevent NAFLD, and number two, to reverse NAFLD. Yes, it is reversible completely depending on how far progressed you are, but it can certainly begin to reverse itself almost immediately. So if you've been diagnosed with fatty liver, and by the way, doctors will say, oh, it's just normal to have a little fatty liver. No, it's not normal. It's true that the liver has remarkably redundant chemistry in it, and it can get by and you can probably live a decently long life with fatty liver disease, but certainly it's going to affect longevity, and it could very likely lead to other chronic degenerative diseases. So what do you do if you've been diagnosed with fatty liver disease? Well, first of all, stop putting toxins in the body, especially toxic fats. Toxic fats and chronic degenerative disease go hand in hand. The ingestion of toxic fats, and by toxic fats, I'm talking about hydrogenated and processed fats, which form the bulk of our fat-derived calories in the standard American diet. That is, most of the fats that we get, at least the standard American, perhaps present company excluded, are from processed hydrogenated trans fats. Hydrogenated basically means processed. And a processed fat, a hydrogenated fat, is going to be what's called a trans fat. And without getting into too much biochemistry, they're not good things. Trans fats are associated with all chronic degenerative diseases. So the first thing you want to do if you have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is hydrogenated fats into your body. Now, you do want to put good fats into your system. You do want to put essential fats into your system, omega-3 and omega-6, essential fats into your system, and also phytofats, phytosterols, phytonutrients, that is plant-derived fats. Again, if you have any kind of pathology or deficiency of fat processing, gallbladder issues, intestinal issues, liver issues, pancreatic issues, stomach issues. All these are going to compromise your ability to get the good fats into your system. So use your digestive enzymes. Use your ultimate enzymes with your fats. Ultimate enzymes contain something called lipase, L-I-P-A-S-E, which is very important for helping the body process fats at the level of the stomach. And then also bile salts, which are very important for helping the body process fats at the level of the intestine. You eat a, when you eat a fatty food, it goes into your stomach, and then it goes into your intestine, and as soon as it hits the intestine, bile soaks it. It's a big soaking with bile to release those fats. Of course, you need to have a gallbladder for that to happen. Here's another little tip for folks who are dealing with NAFLD or having problems with fat malabsorption. Use apple cider vinegar with your ultimate enzymes. Use apple cider vinegar with all your meals. Apple cider vinegar acidifies the contents of the stomach, and it's that acidic nature that the food has. It's called chyme at the time it leaves the intestine, it leaves the stomach and gets into the intestine. It's acidic nature that triggers the secretion of bile. So making sure that chyme, that mashed up food that's in the stomach, make sure it's acidic. You can use noni juice, aloe vera juice, even orange juice will do it. But I like apple cider vinegar. You get lots of nutrients in apple cider vinegar too. You can also do something that nobody ever, we talk about this a lot, but nobody ever talks about it for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. But this is one of the most important strategies that you can possibly do for NAFLD to reduce the likelihood of getting it or to reduce the symptoms and to improve the condition. Fast. Don't eat. When you fast for 2 or 3 days, or even 1 day, your body starts to burn fat. It will burn the fat in the liver. You can clear up NAFLD, or you can at least reduce the severity of NAFLD by fasting. And if you fast long enough and you practice calorie restriction long enough and you eat the right fats, you can probably reverse non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. One last thing that affects the liver and can cause fatty liver disease is drugs, prescription drugs. Guess what organ it is that has to process your prescription drugs, depending on how much you're taking. You can cause a lot of damage to the liver, depending on how much you're taking, especially if you're nutritionally deficient. And probably, well, I don't say the most important way and the most important reason why the liver becomes fatty and the most important way to protect yourself against fatty liver disease, I don't say the most, but certainly it's important, and that is to reduce your intake of processed sugar. In fact, almost everything we talk about on this program for good health, whether it's reducing calories, intermittent fasting, making sure you're getting your essential fatty acids, making sure you're protecting yourself, protecting your digestive system and working with digestive health issues, and of course, reducing your intake of sugar, are all powerful health strategies because they support the liver, among other things. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We've got Chad Foreman, former Buddhist monk, and owner of the Way of Meditation website, coming up next on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Firefighters in Philadelphia mourning the loss of one of their own. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the fallen firefighter is 51-year-old Sylvester Williamson, a 27-year veteran of the department.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
The blaze broke out early Saturday morning at a three-story building that housed a pizza shop and apartments. The building collapsed shortly after the fire was put out. Four firefighters in total and an inspector with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections were trapped at the time of the collapse. One firefighter remains hospitalized. Williamson was pronounced dead at the scene. He leaves behind a mother and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The jury in a civil trial against Bill Cosby will have to start all over again on Monday. They had came to an agreement on whether the actor-comedian has sexually assaulted Judy Huss at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16 years old, and whether she deserved any damages. Between the judge promising one juror who happened to be the foreperson that she could leave Friday for a prior commitment, and sheriff's deputies requiring the courthouse to be cleared because there's no budget for overtime for the deputies, the panel will have to begin fresh with an alternate on Monday. Naomi Osaka out at Wimbledon. She says the problem with her left Achilles tendon continues. The tennis star has not played an official match after losing the first round of the French Open. She was leaning towards skipping the event after that because the professional tennis tours aren't ranking points awarded. That's a response to All England Club's decision to bar all players from Russia and Belarus due to the war in Ukraine. Legendary civil rights leader Bayard Rustin and three other men had their convictions posthumously vacated more than 7 decades later after being found guilty of disorderly conduct as they challenged segregation laws that defied the Supreme Court ruling declaring segregated interstate travel unconstitutional. The men boarded buses in Washington in 1947 for a 2-week trip. They were ultimately arrested, convicted, and sentenced to chain gangs. Listen to us anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 12 years of archived information. The longevity products are up at brightsideben.com as well. And a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, head to brightsideben.com, hit the Join the Team link. You can can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog posts, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. And you can call 866-735-2470 if you prefer to talk to a real live human being, 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to be part of the Brightside Ben team. Start yourself a longevity business. Also want to remind you to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with wounds and burns and cuts and eczema, psoriasis, and acne. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And so we just repurposed our Truth Skin Health products, our pharmacy-formulated Truth Skin Health products for beauty products as beauty products, and they're all available at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am really stoked to talk to our guest today. Chad Foreman is a former Tibetan Buddhist monk from Australia. He has spent 6 years in a monastery studying with gurus, and now he has a wonderful organization and website called The Way of Meditation, which I have been a member of for a few years now, and I take courses. In fact, one course in particular is super cool. We'll talk about that. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Chad Foreman. Hey, Chad. Let me get you up here. Hey, Chad. G'day, thanks so much, Ben, for coming on. Thank you so much for coming on, Chad.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's great to be here with you.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of your work, and I'm a huge fan of the site. So talking to beginners, say, people who don't know a lot about meditation, there's so many different types of meditation. And sometimes people ask me about, what is meditation? And I find myself not even really knowing how to explain what exactly it is. So can you, for beginners, people who don't understand what it is, just tell us what exactly meditation is?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? And
yeah,
it is a huge field, and that conversation is ongoing. Secular meditation, spiritual meditation, as you said, the whole gamut of meditations. To make it simple, though, I'll often talk about it as ultimate meditation and relative meditation. And ultimate meditation are things like non-dual practices or Zen practices, direct pointing practices, and then relative practices is everything else, anything that perhaps calms you down, improves your nervous system, helps you to be more open and kind and release traumas, everything else that meditation is used for. This is like under the umbrella of relative practice.
Okay, so this
for me, meditation is a, yep.
I was going to say, is this your distinction? Did you make this up? Is it a classic distinction?
This is a classic distinction from Nagarjuna, who was an Indian philosopher where most of Tibetan Buddhism philosophy is based on. And these two things, way of looking at it, is called the two truths. So there's an ultimate truth and a relative truth.
Uh-huh.
You can also break up the methods under those two things. So that way, because the ultimate meditations will often say things like you don't have to do anything to get there. But then the relative practices, of course, you're doing things to get somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So
that's very good.
It becomes paradoxical as well, but it is based on the philosophy of Nagarjuna, on Nagarjuna.
Okay, I want to talk to you about Nagarjuna Sigar. What's his name? The guy? Yeah. Tell me his name. The full name?
Nagarjuna.
Nagarjuna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nagarjuna. He's a Tibetan Buddhist philosopher. He started the middle way, Majjhimika.
Oh, okay, so like back in like 200 AD kind of thing? A couple hundred?
Yeah, around the 8th century, I believe.
Oh, 8th century.
Century.
Okay,
yeah.
So I interrupted you, but you were saying what you thought of, what you said, you were about to say your take on it. Okay,
yeah,
that was a while.
So that's my take, is that meditation is a holistic practice. So it encompasses your whole being, which includes the mind and the mindfulness and the attention, but also your emotions, your perceptions, and your connection with deeper spiritual fields within your body as well. And then the ultimate silence, or those Zen meditations I was talking about, the ultimate field of truth, as they call it in Tibetan Buddhism. So there's a whole gradual path of meditation, if you will, that I learned that takes you from the very beginnings of just being able to calm down in meditation, all the way through to recognizing your own awareness and different levels of consciousness and how your perceptions affect your experience of the world and a whole array of things. But, there's so many different meditations and have so many different types of benefit. And, yeah, and it's
so
relative and ultimate's a good way to look at them.
isn't there like one thing in common with all meditations, ultimate and relative, and that's kind of like watching, or just like kind of being still and not participating, but being an observer? Is that fair?
You could say that. The Dalai Lama says all traditions sort of come down to experiencing the clear light awareness. And I think what you're talking about is that clear light awareness. There's two ways to approach it. There's the direct path of the ultimate path, but there's other ways where you might have to remove things first before you see that, before you get to that pure observation level. And those things might be anger or traumas, frustrations. Mm. And you remove that with mindfulness practice, kindness practices, things like that. And that removes things to make that obvious. So, yeah, it would be fair to say that all practices are really pointing to that ultimate level of observing awareness.
Yeah, just observing, right?
Understand its nature.
Not being involved as much as just observing. We're always pulled. We're always involved somehow, but somehow uninvolved.
This is the first stage of meditation, to become detached and to see that you can become the non-reactive observer of these phenomena. But that's only the first stage, it's not the final stage.
What's the final stage?
Well, there's a saying that first things appear to awareness, which is the level you're talking about. You can really detach and realize that this observing mirror-like awareness that just reflects the way things are appearing, non-reactive. So it appears to awareness. Then things appear within awareness. Your awareness sort of grows and it becomes like a container. And then phenomena seem to appear within this large sphere of awareness. And then the final stage is when things appear as awareness. This is non-duality, where there's no separation between the awareness observing and the phenomena that it's observing.
You know what's interesting about this whole idea of non-duality, and for the listeners, I guess you'd say non-duality is where you don't see a separation between what you're seeing or what you're experiencing in yourself, correct? Is that what you mean by non-dual? It's like all one big thing, gestalt.
You would say, the subject and the object, like the experiencing awareness and what it's experiencing, the appearances to it, that becomes one.
Yeah, there's this element of non-duality, which is actually accurate from a quantum physics point of view. It's not just airy-fairy kind of, some people would say airy-fairy, I think it's pretty real, but there's a quantum, physics is talking about all this stuff now. And in fact, the great quantum physicists were all meditators.
Well, they sound like a mystics.
Yeah, they do.
Niels Bohm and those guys, the early quantum physicists, and even Einstein.
Even Einstein.
They start to sound like mystics who have discovered this through introspection and meditation. Yeah,
Have you heard a book called The Tao of Physics?
Yes, Richard Capra.
That woke me up many, many years ago. All right, Chad, hang on tight, because I want to talk about this silence thing that you got going on, which I absolutely love. Chad Foreman is with us. He's the founder of the Way of Meditation organizational website. More with Chad Foreman on the Bright Side after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Chad Foreman, former Tibetan monk and founder of the organization The Way of Meditation, and the website, which I have been a part of for a while. So, Chad, I want to talk about silence, and I'm taking one of your courses on silence. I forgot the name of it. And I'm also reading a book called Golden, which just came out, The Power of Silence in a World of Noise. So silence is a really very interesting subject. Is there ever really total silence?
Yes, would be the short answer. But no, there's many levels of silence, and it's quite such a profound subject. It's pointing to the ultimate nature within our consciousness. Silence, it's a direct pointer to that which isn't a noisy mind. We have this natural quality of mind, nirvana, if you will, that's deeply peaceful already. It's actually a natural quality of our awareness. And you could call this silence, or looking for the silent mind, like a direct pointing instruction to that. But there's many levels of silence that's not talking directly about that ultimate level as well. But it is a profound subject.
Do you think silence is inside or outside the head, the mind?
Ultimately, it's neither, because it transcends time and space, and it is pointing to that ultimate sphere or field of consciousness. This is called a quantum field, to bring in that level, which is ubiquitous and universal and multiple at the same time. So on that level, it's neither inner or outer, and that's actually a meditation instruction, that your consciousness is neither inside of you or outside of you, the high-level consciousness. But silence can be simply just stopping the thoughts. If you can stop the thoughts for a moment in meditation and silence those thoughts, that's a reasonably profound level of experience as well.
Yeah, that seems to me like a really tall task, to kind of stop thoughts. I have a hard enough time watching thoughts and not being like swept away with them. But actually to stop them, is that possible really?
Yes, it is possible to stop them. And it's only to point something out, and it's to point out that silence. Sometimes the instructions are just to look for the smallest gaps between thoughts. But before you can even get there, and what I've discovered through teaching people meditation, is you have to calm your nervous system down. Your nervous system's not calm. Those thoughts will just be racing because your system's on fight or flight. So it's trying to think of new ways to get out of this situation or to better your situation or to get away from something scary, basically on high alert. So it's very difficult to calm your thinking mind down when you're on that level of adrenaline and cortisol, different physical things that are going on in your body. So to do that, we need to calm our nervous system down.
Isn't thinking itself and the nervous system, an excited nervous system itself, a sign of survival? Just thoughts are a sign of being in survival mode, because most of our thoughts are about controlling things, no?
Exactly. No, that when you come down to it, and you're talking about evolutionary psychology or biology, that's exactly what's happening. That's what I'm saying. So we even call it a monkey mind. So it's this primitive mind, and because we're in quite a stressful situation a lot in modern society, particularly these times, but we're constantly on the fight, flight, or freeze, and the freeze is things like depression or not being able to move or being paralyzed by fear, wanting to run, or always being angry and frustrated and wanting to fight. We find ourselves sort of in a constant one of those, generally, one of those categories. And this comes from traumas as well, being raised in a society that's not perfect.
Not perfect. Not perfect. It's pathological. What are you talking about? Not perfect.
You could say. So, yeah, guys like Gabriel Marcy and Terence McKenna realize culture's not your friend.
Yeah.
And a lot of come to that realization in their lives.
Is there any way you can make friends with thoughts? You can use the voice in your head or use thoughts to kind of like hypnotize you in a positive way. Is that possible?
Absolutely, yeah. Positive thinking, mind training. These are the relative practices that are so worthwhile. I mean, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, basically, it's based on this premise.
Yeah.
It's not the ultimate level, but yeah, it's definitely a lot better than toxic self-talk. And self-talk is going to defeat you before you even start. So positive self-talk's important. It shapes your perceptions. It shapes your whole experience of the world. So the way you think is quite important.
So it seems to me like meditation, whether it's ultimate or relative, is really all about the mind and understanding the mind. We live in our minds, and our minds control us, but we don't really understand our minds. We're not very elegant users of our mind.
Yeah, that's a lovely way to sum it up. It is all about the mind. Yeah, the psyche, the inner world, the spirit. And we don't know how to manage it. Exactly. A lot of meditation practices are like the instruction manual, you know, how to use our minds properly. It's such a powerful tool. That's how I got into it, is controlling the mind in sport, getting the best performance out of my mind.
Yeah. Athletes meditate. Athletes use meditation to become better athletes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Those who don't reach the top levels.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole idea of meditation as medication, as a way to heal, seems very powerful to me. I consider it to be... I think it's the most powerful thing a human being can do, aside from the most important thing a human being can do, aside from the basic, like eating and breathing and sleeping. Right after that, as an organism, you have to do those things. But right after that, meditation seems like the most important thing a human being can do. Do you agree?
I would totally agree. Yeah, absolutely, Ben. I would, especially when you're talking about self-regulation. It's basically how to evolve as a human being and get your... the fullest potential out of being alive. So these things are, I think, quite vital and important.
And you know, it's really interesting. I hear sometimes people say, oh, I have to meditate. I feel guilty. I'm not meditating. And it's the most beautiful, blissful, peaceful, incredible state of mind that a human being can have. There's nothing like it. Nothing in life is like the state of mind that you can have when you have a good meditation, right?
True. Absolutely true. People think concentration is difficult, but often the joy aspect, sukha, the bliss,
bliss.
Not spoken about, but it's part of it. It should be. And if your meditation hasn't got that, it's not a holistic practice. You can find some dead ends in meditation too. It's sometimes not always bliss and happiness and joy. It can be quite difficult.
But you're creating all of that. It's your own fantasies.
Yeah, philosophically speaking, absolutely. The experience of that, though, is awful.
I think
the experience of it is awful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like being in hell. It's literally like being in hell. It is hell.
Yeah, it's a self-created hell.
A self-created hell.
Perpetuates itself.
Yeah.
They call it samsara in Buddhism.
Suffering.
Perpetuating suffering cycle. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we only have a couple minutes here. I want you to talk to a total beginner who's never meditated but really wants to. What are some of the things that they need to do to start in like a minute or so?
All right, to start with, you take a few deep breaths. That's the first thing I teach people in meditation. Breathe into your belly and take a full breath, counting in for four, and then a slight pause, and then counting out for four. And once you've taken a few breaths and calmed yourself down and learned how to do that, you bring your attention to the present moment, to your breath, to the body, to what's going on, and start to realize the only place you'll find happiness is in the present moment. So you start to take the present moment really seriously and look for all the potential that you have within the present moment. And then with the right instructions, with keeping with that mindfulness, staying in the present moment, you discover your presence, you discover a loving kindness and an openness and an ability to have a flexibility with your perceptions. And then ultimately you learn to rest within your own nature, which is stillness and silence, which is a new dimension that you bring to your life that can align with everything you do, so that becomes an integrated practice. And it all starts with one deep conscious breath.
That's a minute? Yeah, that's perfect for a minute. So what about the guided meditations? Where do you come off on? Is that more of the relative meditation that you're talking about?
No, you can guide people to the ultimate experience. In traditionally, they're called pointing out instructions. In meditations, you get people to that place of calm nervous system and being able to watch their breath and just ride the breath and being in the present moment. Then you point out the silence. So you can see there's a thinking mind, a noisy mind, but behind that there's just an aware observer.
Yeah, yeah, always behind
silent.
It. There's always silence behind the noise. The noise comes out of someplace.
Yeah. So back to, you don't have to stop the thoughts because that stillness is always there, but initially you kind of do, just to realize that you have got that silent mind, which most people can't believe that they've got that mind, but everyone does.
Yeah, because the noise has to arise from a place of no noise, right? Just logically.
Yeah, that you can deduce that logically, yes. But you can also experience it. You can look for where the thoughts arise from, where they abide, and where they dissolve back into.
The life cycle of thoughts. Yeah, there's kind of a life cycle.
Really
watch it. Yeah. Eckhart Tolle says, watch it like a mouse, watch like a cat watching a mouse.
Yeah.
I find that when you try to watch a thought, it disappears. Have you noticed that?
There you go. Yes, exactly. It's turning around. Because you're bullied around by your thoughts all your life, most people. And that's what samsara is, that cycle of suffering. It's basically being controlled by this neurotic monkey mind.
Maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. And the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.